Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to a fresh new edition of The Word with G right here on Chattanooga Sports Leader ESPN 95.3. Happy to have you along this midday sports talk radio journey. It is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. We're with you noon until 2 o'clock right here on Chattanooga Sports Leader, ESPN 95.3 on The Word with G. Along the way, we've got plenty of guests. We were off yesterday due to the Braves game, and the Braves, again, found a way to come up short, as they've continually done here in this early season of the baseball season. Still not ready to panic just yet, but it is what it is. The Braves will be off tonight before they start a weekend series with the Miami Marlins down in MIA. The Braves 17-21 now after losing that game yesterday, and the series ultimately to the Brewers. That is the second straight series they've lost in a row. So things are not looking great for the Braves. But again, we are just 39 games into the 2022 Major League Baseball season. All right, let's give you a little bit of what we have coming up on the show for you today. Again, don't forget, if you want to get involved with the show at any point, whether that's during, before, after the show, whatever it may be, Twitter is always a great way to stay in touch with me, at G underscore ESPN chat. Again, at G underscore ESPN chat. You can give us a phone call, 423-648-1051. Again, 423-648-1051 is the number to call. And you can also find all of our great local content over on our website, ESPNChattanooga.com, or on our mobile app, ESPN Chattanooga. It's being sponsored by Ruby Falls. While there, check out our newest Off the Diamond segment with Lee University shortstop Ashton Simmons. He is a freshman, not playing a whole lot. He will not play here in the regionals or whatever they do in terms of D2 baseball, but he's a guy that you should watch out for in the future. Thomas Azzaro is there right now. He's the senior. He'll be graduating. He'll be moving on. And then it'll be Ashton Simmons' position to take over there at shortstop. So get to know him a little bit before he becomes prime time, as they say. All right, let's get you a little lineup of what we have coming up on the show today. We'll start from the back and we'll go to the front. Pause. When we finish things up, it'll be 1:40. Conversation with Greg Dennis, head baseball coach, Chattanooga State. Talked to us a little bit about the wrap-up on the season. We're going to put a bow on it as the Tigers fall in the conference tournament at home after a couple of wins to open up the tournament. They ended up falling to Walters and then Dyersburg State as well. So we'll talk to Coach Dennis for a final time here this season, and then at 1:20, hopefully, knock on wood, we'll have Ryan Schumpert, Rocky Top Insider. Lot to get into, whether it comes to, you know, with baseball, the NIL deals between a couple of SEC head coaches, which we'll get into here in just a moment. And then beginning our show, kicking us off today, because we missed it yesterday, not having a show. It's the man who is a twice award-nominated podcast host. He comes on with us every single week to do an hour-long segment. He's nice enough to carve out an hour for us. We go way, way back to our days on WFAN in New York City. Well, we were never really on. It was more so behind-the-scenes work, but we were able to grow our friendship and our bond from behind the scenes and stayed in touch. And one of the best sports people that I know, one of the best people that I know, he joins us now for the entire first hour of the show. Welcome into the show, the host of the Sam D podcast, Sam Dusenberry Jr. Sam D, what's up, brother?
Hey, I just want to make sure we give the great Tony Page his credit. He did allow us to grace the mic every now and then, at least once a show. So we did have a chance to talk on the WFAN airwaves, just in a very small sample size, thanks to at least Tony Page. So I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tony Page was always the one to allow us in the overnights and at night to crack the mic open every once in a while. Always appreciated Tony for that. He was always great about that. Steve, Every once in a while, I remember as an intern, Steve Summers, he had me on for like 5 minutes at like the end of an hour segment or something like that to go on the air as an intern, and that was, I mean, that was awesome.
And that's something you get that's you really don't find out too much nowadays, to be quite honest. I know new media is coming and taking things over with digital space, but even in the traditional terrestrial sense, you very rarely get veterans like that who are more than willing to cede airtime to young up-and-comers or just give people a chance to really get their opinions out. So salute to the two of them, but especially Tony Page, because he would allow me get my boxing takes off, because he was a big boxing guy, and I always did appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You still heavy into the boxing?
Yeah, I can't lie to you. I haven't been as locked in on the boxing. Obviously, I keep up with the big fights like Canelo, Crawford and Spence and all of that. But in terms of like back in those days at the Fan, I was like locked into the undercards, trying to see who the new up-and-coming prospects were. But nowadays, as I gotten older and as the sport's gotten kind of dirtier, I just kind of check in now and then when I know there's top-notch contenders fighting.
All right, brother, let's get into it. And as I mentioned, there's some big things in terms of, speaking of fighting, a couple of former friends at this point, kind of going back at it over the last couple of days, exchanging blows, and Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher, obviously friends, colleagues, used to work together on that Alabama staff, and Jimbo, he has since moved on. He's obviously with Texas A&M now, and there's been a big to-do about going back and forth where Nick Saban was quoted as saying, "We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it." And then Jimbo Fisher, obviously not too happy about what Nick Saban had to say, and I want to pull up the audio for you so we can hear it. But yeah, he was none too happy about what Nick Saban had to say in regards to that. So he called a press conference at like 11 o'clock this morning, and here's what Jimbo Fisher had to say in terms of responding to his now former friend.
"We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything."
Some strong words from Jimbo Fisher. So, Sam, you sent me a tweet that you put out, I believe it was earlier today, about the whole situation. What are your thoughts on what both of these guys had to say? Are you on one side of the fence or the other?
No, I truly don't understand why this is a big deal. Maybe it's my East Coast bias. I know how big college football is out there in your part of the country. But I think it's just the thing of we're getting caught up in the spitiness. We're getting caught up in the gossip when the bottom line to me is I see coaches who make multi-million dollar deals with athletic companies, with colleges that have free labor, with athletic conferences, especially Power Five, that make over $500 million a year in revenue. And we're sitting here talking about whether someone can get a car dealership sponsorship. There's so much money being made by everyone else except the players that we're losing the focus of that point instead of just two guys that are bickering over who can give more money to whom. And with Saban, didn't Bryce Young get an NIL deal? Like, I don't know why he's trying to act like he's not involved with NIL or he doesn't have anything to do with NIL. Didn't Bryce Young, like a year or two ago, get an NIL deal from like BMW or something? So I don't know why he's acting like he's to the Puritan in this scenario to where he's immune to this NIL thing. The NIL came in and all the teams that have been paying players are now able to legally do so through boosters. So for Alabama and Nick Saban and whoever else to act like they're not or haven't been complicit in this is completely a joke. So I'm not sure how you feel about it. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. But to me, it's kind of just we're missing the larger point here by getting caught up in the gossip of Saban versus Jimbo.
before I give you my take, I think that's a great point by you bringing up Bryce Young, because before he even played any real meaningful snaps, he got a $1 million, and it was maybe close to it, maybe not exactly $1 million, but I think Nick Saban was, you know, at SEC Media Days last year talking and sort of boasting about how his guy got, you know, six or close to six figures in an NIL deal. And now he was not a recruit. They didn't recruit him to say, hey, look, you know, come here and, you know, you'll have this deal in place, yada, yada, yada. That's sort of what it seems like everybody else is doing in recruiting now to get their recruiting classes. So I think it's a little bit different. Bryce Young was already here, already in the building at Alabama at the time, but he was able to get that close to six-figure deal before he even took any meaningful snaps as a starter last season. So you're right in a sense of, hey, look, we're not the purest of pure over here in Alabama. It's not like we're not paying anybody. I think his thought is, hey, look, and he even said as much. I was reading in an article today, and he said, and I quote, based on some of the stuff that he was talking about yesterday, he said, and I quote, we have a rule right now that says that you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million that was really a really good Division I player to come to a school that was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. I mean, these guys that are at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it, but the NCAA can't enforce their rules because it isn't against the law, I think is what the quote should have been. But yeah, it seems like Nick Saban is just upset that, you know, they have this rule, and it seems like he's just sort of the old school mindset of, hey, look, we're not going to go out there. We're going to be better than that. We're going to get players, you know, based on our merit and things like that. And he even said it in the first quote that I read that, you know, sort of times are changing, and I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to sustain this. So, yeah, eventually Alabama's going to change, whether it's while Nick Saban's there or it's when he leaves. They're eventually going to change because you have to adapt, you have to evolve, you have to grow, and Jimbo Fisher's doing that, Nick Saban's not.
I completely think otherwise. I think nothing has changed for Nick Saban. The only thing that has changed is that other teams are allowed to get into the game. Before the NIL, it was very much only the biggest schools, only teams in the Power 5 conference, only the top 25, only the perennial blue chippers could go to those schools because they had the money to pay under the table to secure those players.
Well, that's the difference. Now it's sort of over the table instead of under the table.
And it also means other schools could be in the mix.
Exactly.
So if a Jackson State can come up with the money, they can secure the same type of talent Alabama used to be able to. So, you know, for me, it's not necessarily a change. It's, well, no, just pay them more money. You've been paying them. Let's not let Saban get this off as though, you know, everything has been based off merit. Alabama's been recruiting blue chippers for the last 15 years, not because of merit. It's because those guys know they can go to the league and they can get money under the table. So now that we're taking that table away and you can go wherever you want and still get that kind of money, no longer do you have that cachet of, oh, well, I could go to Bama, get to the NFL, and be able to help my family or whoever else, you know, with this deal. Now it opens the gate for any school to be able to be open about, hey, we're going to pay you, or at least, excuse me, not the school, but they could be, you know, circumvented via the school to be able to pay these players. And, you know, one thing that I think is being largely undiscussed is the fact that a lot of coaches have made their monies off the backs of free labor. A lot of coaches have made their money off the backs of boosters who have been supporting programs for decades, especially when you look at Oklahoma State and schools like that. Now, those boosters are getting more and more power. That means who's losing power? The coaches. The coaches don't matter as much when now it's basically, yo, if you're Oregon, we know Phil Knight's been sponsoring that thing for however long, but now they no longer have to just hide it in fancy jerseys and cleats. Now they can literally just go out here, hey, do you want a Nike deal or not? We can sign you to Nike right now. That's going to matter more than what the Power 5 schools were used to doing before, which is, I'm going to give you this brown paper bag. Tell me if that's heavy enough. Now it's becoming where the boosters have the power and the coaches are dinosaurs like a Nick Saban, like a Dabo, who's been also critical of where things are going. They're losing prowess and they're losing prominence because now we're making it very clear. And these kids and the parents are making it clear. We're going to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for me instead of what you're telling me what you could do for me? I, as a recruit, am of value to you. How much is that value?
And I know what you're saying there, and I think it's a really good point. And it almost feels, you know, more right that way a little bit, that, you know, these players are the people that are bringing in the revenue for the programs and for the universities and things like that. They should get some of that monetary value. And obviously, it's still all coming back to the school because it's not, you know, that money that they bring in is not, you know, going back to the players. It's going to the school, the universities, the coaches, things like that. It's nice, though, that the players are getting some monetary gain from the NIL deals, going to wherever they're going to go to. And now, like you said, their options are more open now. They don't just have to go to an Alabama because they can do it, or a Florida or whatever it may be. They can go to a Jackson State if they want to go to an HBCU, and if they can come up with the money, as you mentioned. And, you know, maybe some schools that are closer to home that aren't so football prominent, possibly, to a specific player in a specific state. And I think it's really good for the players. Obviously, as you mentioned, it's kind of crappy for the coaches because they're being devalued, as you mentioned, and their egos are taking a bit of a hit.
Look, all this stuff should be abolished to me. The draft as a concept in sports should be abolished, and this whole thing of recruiting should be abolished as well. Because, G, when you look at the SEC in 2020, 2021, that's the pandemic year. They made almost $800 million in revenue, and none of that is going to the student athlete,
yep.
Or let's be real, to the athletes. So I don't want to hear about coaches complaining about who's going to be able to secure the top recruit with a car dealership. It's $800 million. That's just one conference. Let's do the math. That's Power Five.
Mm-hmm.
That's multi-billion dollar revenue. And we're fighting over getting mad about a quarterback getting $400,000 when there's billions that are being, that's just revenue. We ain't even talking about concessions. We ain't even talking about jerseys. We ain't talking about the stadiums. We're not talking about the facilities and the real estate that the colleges procure. We're not talking about any of that.
And none of that money's coming out of their pocket. You know, out of that $100 million or whatever it may be for the conference, that's not coming out of their pocket to pay the players.
No, it's these boosters,
yeah.
These, you know, friends of boosters and these businesses that
these
are
businesses.
Supporting
yeah.
These colleges now. But now the coaches are infighting because they're still fighting over the same recruits, and now they have to figure out how do we trick the system again. They've been tricking the system in the old-fashioned way with help from the NCAA
mm-hmm.
for our whole lifetime and even before our lifetime. Now the game has flipped up. Now they have to learn the new trick. How many boosters is it going to take? That's going to be the new game.
Sam,
how many boosters do you need to have? Is it just Carl Perkins? Do you just have a Phil Knight? Or do you need like a whole team of them with car dealerships and all types of nonsense to support your program?
I think you need a whole fleet of boosters, and it needs to be a coordinated effort. I was reading something on a blog or something like that when it comes to Texas A&M, a message board or whatever it may be, with somebody apparently who was close to the situation talking about how much they spent on recruits this year, upwards of $330 million on NIL deals. And they said it was a coordinated effort with everybody involved between the dealerships or the business owners, the boosters, things like that, the coaches, the recruiters. All of it has to be a coordinated effort, and they all have to be on the same team to get it done, to get those players in here. Again, Sam Dusenberry Jr. is our guest here on The Word with GR, co-host on the DL segment. He is the Twice Award-nominated podcast host of the Sam D Podcast. With that, let's go to the phone lines, 423-648-1051, and hear from you. Welcome in to The Word with G. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon to you, G, and also to you, Mr. Dusenberry. You know, what hypocrisy is being uncovered now. There isn't an audit on all of the monies that have been made for decades on the exploitation of student athletes. To take away, and I just use this as an example, to take the Heisman Trophy away from Reggie Bush for accepting monies from a booster is nothing like what Bryce Young did before he even took a snap at Alabama. I mean, it's just so un-American.
Well, I mean, the difference is it wasn't legal, you know, what obviously would happen with Reggie Bush, but now it is. So it's just sort of the time we're at.
But look how they legalize what they want to legalize, my friend. It's not legal, but that's just like marijuana. It wasn't legal for a long time, but now it's legal in some states.
Mm-hmm.
But it just all depends on who's making the rules.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right.
And this is the sad part about this United States of America. We don't have any credence, or we don't have any loyalty to anybody other than the dollar. Just like we've been saying all along, G, show me the money.
Show me the money. Jerry Maguire said it best. Appreciate it, Edward. Thanks for the phone call, my man. What do you think, Sam?
Look, I'll tell you this. You know, when I used to work at SiriusXM, I was able to get a lot of off-air conversation, to get some information through off-air conversation. And I remember a very prominent college basketball player telling me, now he was, you know, retired at this point, but he was telling me how in that era, maybe about the 2015 era, a D1 college player, let's say Creighton, for example. If you wanted to be a starter at Creighton, you were making $100,000. This is Creighton we're talking about. So a player at Creighton who's a D1 starter is making $100,000. Now, whether it's all off the table in a paper bag, through some funny money accounts, whatever, $100,000. That's been known. So the fact that these coaches are now clutching their pearls at the concept of sponsorship deals is laughable. And we need to make a mockery of this. I know people are getting jazzed up and it's creating content, and that's fine. But this is nothing new. This is just remixing an old story with just new faces in it. Saban's been complaining for the last couple of years, and Jimbo's been doing what he's supposed to do down there at College Station and buying players. That's what they all have been doing. Here's my question to you, Gene. I don't know if we're up against the break or not, but I'll still ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Saban actually complaining to us about Jimbo, or is he veiledly complaining to the boosters in Tuscaloosa to step their money up? Because the fact that he's losing players to Jackson State in the first place should never be happening in his eyes, right? So obviously, whatever they offered the young man to go to Jackson State wasn't enough. So maybe he's sending some veiled shots like, hey, what it used to be ain't what it used to be now. Like, the price has went up. Yesterday's price is not today's price. So now going forward, you need to double that bag, double that sponsorship deal, double that NIL contract, because I'm losing my guys. And if I'm losing my caliber of guys, then I'm out of here in a couple of years. So I don't know if he's talking directly to Jimbo there. Maybe he's using Jimbo and Prime out there in Jackson State as scapegoats. But he might really be, and I love your opinion on this, maybe he's talking to the Alabama community. It's time to pay up or shut up.
Well, to me, you have to. Do you want to take Nick Saban at his word, or do you want to sort of do what you normally do, is sort of look between, you know, the words and read between the lines a little bit? Because as I read earlier, you know, he said they have a rule that says you can't use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to their school, and so he's not doing that. But also, I think this could be. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's, hey, look, you know, I'm taking a shot at Jimbo. You know, they, you know, I'm kind of the get off my lawn type of guy of, you know, you're using this system and you're paying these guys, and now it's sort of legal. You know, like you said, that everybody's sort of been doing it in brown paper bags under the table, left, right, and center over the years in these big Power Five conferences. But also, I like the thought process that you always have of trying to read between the tea leaves as you are, in terms of talking about how this might be something that says, hey, look, let's come on, boosters, like, let's get it. You know, we have to up our game a little bit. And maybe that's just the kick in the pants that that they need is from Coach Saban. But also part of me is like, you know, he's revered as this sort of college football god, and it wouldn't surprise me if his ego is telling him, I can get these guys still with my program, with my power, to come to Alabama even without an NIL deal right up front. You know, if they can't use him to recruit it, then they say, hey, look, if you're here after 1 year, we'll get you an NIL deal after that. But as it is right now, you come to Alabama because you want to be a winner and you want to play for me. So I kind of think that's a little bit more part of it than the, hey, like, let's get going, boosters. I need a little kick in the pants.
Well, here's my retort to that, right? Mm-hmm. So while it used to be with Alabama, you go there for the prestige, you go there for the chance of getting a job at the next level, which is essentially going to the NFL. Now, that normally is based off, I need to get to this money. I need to be able to make it to the league so I can get some money. I need to get my I'm going to use my talent, use up my body in its prime for money. Now you're taking part of that away. Obviously, it's not NFL money, but you're taking that initial initiative away of, well, I don't have to go to Alabama to get some money, then go to the league to get even more money. Now I can stay home and go to my local
state. And that's what I'm saying.
For 4 years and get money that way.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, if Saban still thinks that because he sends all these pros to the league, that's going to matter over money, then he's past his prime already, G.
And that's
so
what I'm saying, like, that he might
of
be.
That mind state, well, I'm saying if he is of that mind state, then Alabama's in more trouble than they think. Because that prestige is going to wear off to a 17-year-old when someone is waving $500,000 in front of them.
Yeah, because everybody just wants that.
And they can play right away. They're going to sit and wait 2-3 years because you've got a million blue chippers in front of you. Like, you go somewhere and be a five-star recruit and go play and make $500,000, I'm taking that if I'm a 17-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. It's that sort of microwave society that we live in right now, where it's the instant gratification is so important to the younger generation because they have everything at their fingertips. They've always had everything at their fingertips growing up. You and I remember growing up where we had to, you know, worry, you know, about dial-up internet. You know, you got to log on. If somebody gets on the phone, you get kicked right off, and it takes 5 minutes to get on the internet. Now it's just like, if my phone doesn't load in 2 seconds, I'm freaking out. Why isn't it working? What's happening? You know, so it's just sort of, I feel like, the society that we live in right now, that everybody wants something instantaneously. If they're not getting their way, they're not playing right now, they're not getting paid enough, they're going to go find a different opportunity, another opportunity, as you alluded to, in terms of the highest bidder, because you've also got the transfer portal that's just become so prevalent as well, that college athletics inevitably is changing. All right, with that, we are going to step aside, take a break, because we've already exhausted half of our time here on the DL segment. So we'll take a little bit of an elongated break. When we come back, we'll dive into the NBA. I got some questions for Sam in terms of some of the series we've seen in the Eastern Conference, in the Western Conference, specifically between Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. How about Luka Doncic? And who's the bigger fraud in Sam's eyes? Is it the point fraud in Chris Paul, the habitual nut hitter, or is it James Harden? We'll ask him that question, get his answer when we come back, right here on The Word with G on ESPN 95.3. What's more important than your health? Personally, I'd say nothing is. Take it from someone who was an out-of-shape kid and someone who's dealt with plenty of sports-related injuries, as well as trying to navigate getting older. We all need some assistance when it comes to the most important aspect of our lives, and I'm not putting my health and wellness in just anyone's hands. I'm Greg Lerner of The Word with G, and I put my health in the trusted hands of Nutrition World. Nutrition World delivers that unique, specialized, and personalized touch to you being your best you. They're highly cost-competitive, have incredible health products, food that works for you instead of against against you, and so much more. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, you can schedule a consultation with one of their highly skilled and highly knowledgeable coaches to help you get back on track. My man Adam has helped me come a long way after my back surgery, and I began to be more conscious of the food I put in my body. So let me ask you, are you ready to be the best version of yourself? If so, check them out online at NutritionW.com or stop by at 6201 Lee Highway in Chattanooga. Tell them Greg Larnard sent you. Do it now. Thank me later.
Are you taking full advantage of your Second Amendment right? Gunworks of Cleveland, Tennessee is your one-stop shop for all things suppressor, gun, and AR parts related. Gunworks is veteran-owned, with expert staff ready to get you armed. Don't ever settle for less when you can demand the best. Check them out on Facebook and at GunworksTN.com. That's GunworksTN.com. And as always, Gunworks has your six. Dismissed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Greg Tony with Prestige Cars. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, come and see us today at 2138 Chapman Road. Prestige Cars has the cleanest and most reliable pre-owned inventory in our area. It's where every vehicle has a warranty and never a dock fee. We are 5-star rated with the Better Business Bureau, and our customers continue to patronize us because we simply care about them, even after the sale. Come and see for yourself the great experience you will have shopping at Prestige Cars, because we go above and beyond to make your visit a pleasant and most memorable one. Our staff is experienced to deal with every kind of situation that you may have. We have a special first-time buyers program to assist you with financing and getting your credit started. We also have a credit rebuilding program for those who may have some bumps in the road. Not trading in your car? No problem. Prestige Cars will buy your car. Call us today at 899-8800 or PrestigeCarsChattanooga.com. You will be glad that you did.
ESPN Radio is more powerful than ever before on 95.3. Join the team by downloading the all-new ESPN Chattanooga smartphone app presented by Ruby Foles. Search ESPN Chattanooga and then download for local, regional, and national sports coverage of your favorite teams. Live streaming, podcasted shows and interviews, and social media interaction. Chattanooga sports leader ESPN 95.3 is at your fingertips on the all-new ESPN Chattanooga smartphone app powered by Ruby Foles. Take the unexpected journey. Adventure awaits.
Right now is one of the best times in history to unlock the equity in your home. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage. 805-9100. 805-9100. And I'm talking to Toby from Knoxville. What are your house appraised for?
5.25.
Excuse me?
It appraised for 525.
And you thought it was going to come in at 250?
They were saying they needed it to appraise at 250 in order to make everything happen. Okay. We knew it was going to be over that, but had no idea it was going to be double what we thought it was going to be.
What advice do you have for someone out there listening right now, if they have a financial situation or if they have some goals to get out of debt?
Right now in this market, so you probably have more equity than you even realize that you have. And it absolutely makes no sense not to give you guys a call just to find out where you sit. I was a non-believer going in, but that is 1,000% change.
Find out how much equity you have in your home to pay off credit cards or make home improvements. Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com.
If you're like me, you've tried a lot of diets. You've choked down chalky shakes, you've eaten frozen stuff from a box, and you've even poured water over powdered fuzz, stirred that up, and gagged that down. Now, that's what I call desperate to lose weight. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. I did all that and more. In the long run, I failed at all those diets and just kept gaining more weight. Depressing. Then I got smart, did a lot of research, and designed my own diet. It worked so well, I started Plan Z. On top of designing the diet, I invented a formula that keeps the cravings away, controls hunger, and keeps keeps you from failing. It's patented. This is the real deal, and Plan Z is guaranteed. So if you did all the crazy diets and even the serious ones and failed, I figure you want to know more about this one. And since you ate all that lousy food in the process, I'm going to give you a way to taste test Plan Z. All you have to do is go to PlanZDiet.com. You'll see recipes there for comfort food, stuff like meatloaf and chili. Yes, you can eat real tasty food while you diet, and your family will enjoy it too. Check out PlanZDiet.com because you deserve a better diet.
Hey, I just want to say to all you other drivers out there, if you smell a delicious, crispy smell after the race, it's not your tailpipe. It's a little bit of shake
and then bake.
Shake and bake.
Time to shake and bake. Back to the Word with G with Greg Larned on ESPN Chattanooga.
All right, we're back here on The Word with G on ESPN 95.3. We have consolidated down our break since we went real long in that first segment. So we got Sam for the rest of the hour. No more breaks until we get towards the top of the hour. So if you want to chime in, hit us up, 423-648-1051. Again, 423-648-1051. Rejoining us now is twice award-nominated podcast host of the Sam D Podcast, Sam Dusenberry Jr., our co-host here for the DL segment. Sam, let's get into some NBA right now. And before we talk about any of these series, I just want to allow you to sort of talk your talk and go off on the Suns and the point fraud and the Chris Paul and the debacle that was that Game 7 in Phoenix against Dallas the other night.
Well, G, the latest episode of the ZSMB podcast came out yesterday, and it's a special dedication to the point fraud, whose name I never mentioned. But to make a long story short, this fraud of a man had an opportunity to at least get back to the NBA Finals. Probably not win it, but at least with the number one seed setting a franchise record in team wins this past regular season. All the accolades that have been bestowed upon him for years upon years, and everyone seemingly outside of myself, and it seems like you over the last couple of years are hearing me talk, has kind of come to my side in terms of this guy being a point fraud. Everyone was wishing this man a championship. And all this man had to do was go out there in Game 7 and be who everyone else says he is. And this man went out there and did absolutely nothing and watched his team get blown out by 46 points at one point. He didn't score his first basket until they were down 40. In Game 7, as the number one seed, I don't want to hear no more, quite honestly, G. Like, my track record should now speak for itself. I've been telling the audience for years, I told this particular market last year that he was a fraud. He got proven to be a fraud in the finals when they won the first two and then they lost four straight. I came back again this year and tried to tell your audience he's a fraud. They try to push back and say, why do I have all this angst against him? And all he has done is has proven me right every step of the way. He scored 46 points over the first two games against the Mavericks. You want to know what he scored the rest of the way? Over five games? 46 more. That's a fraud if I've ever heard one. He was getting locked up by the likes of Frank Ntilikina, a guy that the Knicks jettisoned
My man.
A year ago.
My man.
So where's Paul? Where's Paul at that Frank Ntilikina, former Knicks legend, is able to come off the bench and lock up this alleged future Hall of Famer? when a real point guard like Jason Kidd senses the fraud and knows, I don't even need my best defenders to lock up this guy. I could go dust off Frank Ntilikina and stop this guy. I thank you for allowing me the space, G. I would implore anyone who's listening. I put in a lot of production work. I put in a lot of writing work once I was able to finally decompress and stop laughing from the debauchery that was Game 7. And I put out a 20-minute podcast with production value. I have a choir. I have a congregation. I have an organist. And I take everyone into the house of the basketball gods because that's who I pray to, and that's who I feel has put me in this place to tear down the point guard. I am only doing the basketball god's work by talking on your platform and tearing down this man. So I thank you all, as always, for the chance to promote. But if anyone wants to hear 20 minutes of me going in a very performative manner, the CMD podcast on all major podcasts and platforms.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And you're welcome. As always, again, Sam Dusenberry Jr., again, our co-host here on the DL segment. Now, just sort of piggybacking off of that, what did you think of what Pat Bev had to say on the situation? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Was it too disrespectful? Was it just disrespectful enough for you? What did you think about that and then the way Matt Barnes responded?
Well, I'll start with Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes is a shill. Matt Barnes tries to be a tough guy, and at a certain point in his life, he probably was. But now he's a guy that gets paid to talk tough. So I don't really take what Matt Barnes says seriously anymore. He works for the league. He works for a league partner. So everything he says is just jaded and biased in his own performative way to make sure the checks keep cashing in. Now on to Pat Bev. Pat Bev is a hater. He's a natural-born hater. This man does not want to see anyone, you know, be better than him and succeed. So he is a hater amongst all haters. And I'm telling you, a lot of players in this league do not like the point fraud. I know he fools people with the State Farm commercials, and he does documentaries, and he's a very loud proponent of HBCUs by wearing their merch and stuff like that to promote and give them some sort of visibility. But a lot of players see through that facade. And only now that he's old, he's not the head of the NBPA anymore, so he doesn't have that clout. Now players are actually able, they feel emboldened to come out and chastise this man. DeMarcus Cousins has done it. Other players have done it. It's just a matter of time before people finally come to the realization that maybe this guy isn't this sweetheart or this smiling State Farm guy like we've been sold to believe he is. So I don't think it was too disrespectful. Pat Bev has taken a lot of L's to the point fraud, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. But at the end of the day, I found nothing he said to be inaccurate. The point fraud doesn't know how to play defense. The point fraud is a cone and has been exposed in multiple playoff series over the last couple of years, being targeted on defense. All of that stuff is factual. So, you know, I know players like Danny Green have also tried to come to the point fraud's defense, but at the end of the day, I found nothing that Pat Bev said to be inaccurate.
Who is the, and I know you're big time, obviously, the point fraud, but who is, I guess, more disappointing this season? Was it James Harden or was it still Chris Paul?
Oh, well, I'll say this. I'm only going to say the beard, only because people in Philadelphia really thought they were going to get Houston beard. Don't let Joel Embiid's post-game press conference after they got eliminated fool you. When he tried to go out there and say that, oh, I knew we weren't getting Houston James Harden, he's not that guy anymore. That's not what you were tweeting when the trade was announced. That's not what you were, you know, smiling and beaming from ear to ear once they finally got Ben Simmons up out of there and you got the beard. That's not what you were saying when the trade was announced. Don't try to now do a mea culpa now that you got blown out of the playoffs and the Miami Heat made the beard look flabby and sick. So the beard is a role player now. And I know people are going to have a hard time trying to understand what that means. How could a former MVP, maybe even should have been a two-time MVP, a guy that did he make the top 75 list? I'm not sure if he did or didn't. But if he didn't, he'll make the next 100 list. How can this guy be a role player? Well, it's the natural aging. Carmelo Anthony, the guy that you know I love more than most, is a role player now. It's the natural progression. Only LeBron James has been able to fight against the likes of time and not be a role player, even at this extended point in his career. So the beard is a role player. His name is not a role player. Somewhere in between, just like Melo had to come to grips with who he is, James Harden is going to have to come to grips with who he is because he can't blow by people anymore. People aren't falling for the pump fake. The step back doesn't fall as frequently as it used to. Who's going to spend $40-plus million in this man? Only Daryl Morey in the idiotic Philadelphia 76ers front office. And that's why he's more of a fraud right now than the actual point fraud.
Mm. And I just looked it up. He did make that list of the top 75.
Okay, so, you know, how can a top 75 player now be a role player? Well, because he's old.
Yeah,
and he doesn't take care of his body.
Well, he's not even...
The moves don't work like they used to.
He's not even that old. He's only like 32. I'm 32.
But again, you have to remember, okay, and y'all both had bad backs. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you have to look at the minutes he's put in.
Yeah.
Even though he was a sixth man in OKC, once he got to Houston, that man went crazy with the minutes. I think he even led the league in minutes at least one year. I could be wrong on it. I think he's always been in the top 10, top 5 in terms of minutes played. And then you look at the fact that he played a lot in college. Like, that's the thing. Like, we have to come to grips that 32, 33 is past people's primes because these players are playing so much more at an earlier age, whether it's AAU, travel teams, all this stuff. But then they go to college, they might play a year or two. But then they go to the league, some have to go to the G League and get more minutes. Like, the players are putting more minutes on their bodies at younger ages than in my generation and even your generation. So the bodies are getting beat up sooner. That means the peaks are happening sooner, which means the end is coming sooner.
Yeah.
So 32 used to be a great age where you could still hang on to your prime. Not if you've been playing competitive ball since you were 11. So, you know, 32 might really be our 35, 36.
So does it make it that all that more impressive what LeBron James has been able to do still playing at such a high level at his old age? And same thing even with your boy Chris Paul. I mean, he's 37 years old and he's still been able to play at a high level. He may not be, you know, the winner that everybody, you know, wants him to be.
Hurt every year.
And he keeps getting hurt. You're right. He probably was probably hurt in this postseason. Like, there was
You would think someone who used to hang out on a banana boat with LeBron would be able to take the same drug. Would be able to have the same medical regimen as his former banana boat friend. So I know what LeBron is doing. I can't legally say. But the point fraud, who I'm sure is still in communication with him, even though he tried to break his elbow in the playoffs last year because he's a fraud, 37 for guys that age, you're not going to see a lot of today's players make it to that age. So I think those two guys are a predicate of the old system, the old school way. Even though LeBron was out here playing in a lot of college pre-college tournaments as a high schooler, he still wasn't putting up the kind of minutes these kids are putting up now at his age. So, you know, I hear you, but I still think they're like the last relics of that system to when everything got turned up, when it was turned over to guys like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, so on and so forth.
Sam Dusenberry Jr., again, our co-host here on the DL segment on The Word with G. We got about 5 minutes or so left. Let's take a phone call quick. 423-648-1051. Welcome in. What's going on?
All right. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, Paul?
All right. Look, I definitely want to say I like what Edwin and Sam said about this college thing when it came to Nick Saban. But for Ed, if you're listening, that is American, not un-American. Anyway, Sam, all right. You're being delusional again today. For one, I'm going to say this. We never got a chance to chime back in on the holiday. I was right about holiday. He didn't show up, except for one game. Now, with this Chris Paul thing, man, that Sergeant, Patrick Beverley's just a hater, dude. He's just a hater because if he on your team, he your best bud. The minute he leave your team, he hating on you. He that type of friend is, long as he can get something out of you, he talk good about you but talk behind your back. The minute you cut him off, he hates you. Patrick Beverley's a hater. he tells of Chris Paul and a lot of these greats, because he's going to vanish when his career is over. Everything that Matt Barnes had said was true, perfectly said. But the Chris Paul is going to live forever, going to be heard of. That's Hall of Famer. Chris Paul is not a cone. You got to take his age in consideration as well. That man was a beast in his prime. Now, this was his worst.
How long ago was his prime?
Endeavor. So you got to give the man some credit.
How long ago was his prime, Paul?
He had an acquit on him. So, I mean.
Go ahead, Sam. Ask your question. I just put Paul on hold.
How long ago was his prime, Paul? Because I remember him as a Clipper, which was his prime, getting shook to the floor by Steph Curry nightly.
Because he's a dirty player.
What was that?
I think Paul was still talking about he was on hold.
Sorry. I put you on hold for a second. I wanted Sam to get his question off.
Oh, all right. All right. So basically what I'm saying,
how long ago was
Chris Paul, because he's a dirty player, the team game. A lot of them didn't show up. Same as the coach made some bad calls.
He got blown up by 46 at one point, Paul.
He hates on everybody that is on his team. But the minute they leave his team, he hates on them. Plain and simple, he's that friend you don't want. He's on your payroll. You do for him. He like you, but talk behind your back. The minute you stop doing for him, he's hating on you.
He's a hater.
He's a jealous guy. Once his career is over, we won't talk about him again. But the Chris Pauls we'll talk about forever.
Fine.
So this
Matt
is a team
Barnes
game.
Already
it's a team
said that,
it's just not on Chris Paul. So I'm not running.
Okay.
You got something to say, Sam?
I've been trying to have a conversation with you. I'm really trying to chop it up with you this time because I don't want you to run away. But here's my point. If the point fraud is who you have been telling me he is, how come this man has so many blown 2-0 leads? This is now the fifth 2-0 lead, Paul. That's the most of anyone in history.
Nobody's even got four.
Team game.
All them Jerry West losses to the Celtics didn't even equate to this. 5-2-0 blown leads, Paul.
Hey,
how is it about the team when the same guy keeps doing the same thing with different franchises? How is it the team when this guy's the common denominator in five different times blowing a 2-0 lead?
So he did or the team did it?
Is he the leader of the team or not?
Because at one time, remember...
Is he the leader or not?
Remember the great Michael Jordan in the 80s, even when he got
Bulls
first got Pippen, he was hitting bolo
to
get out the first round.
Who was blamed? When the Bulls lost, who was blamed? Outside of that one year when it was Pippen with the migraine, every time the Bulls lost, people looked at Jordan. When your Knicks lost, who did they blame outside of that John Starks game? They blamed Patrick Ewing. Now you're telling me when it comes to point fraud, it's the team? When the Knicks lost with Carmelo, was it Melo's fault? Yes or no?
So team,
yes.
I mean, they hated
I'll
him,
answer
they
for
didn't
you.
Melo.
But now that it's the point fraud, now it's the team's fault. It's JaVale McGee's fault, but not the point fraud.
Okay, but what about Booker? What about the center that quit? I mean, they all took a vacation
they
at the wrong
two
time.
Guys
somebody
out of the whole game. They double-teamed Booker the whole game, Paul.
What about that big center that won
the
big payday? Why is it time to prove his point? What about
the point fraud had 4-on-3 for a whole game, and he got blown out by damn near 50 at one point.
I'm going to start calling you Sam Beverly. For one, I was right about Holiday.
I'm saying facts. I'm not saying
opinion. But this Chris Paul thing, I think he overblown this out of proportion.
Devin Booker was getting doubled all over the court. That man had 4-on-3, and you're telling me he's this great player, and he can't beat a 4-on-3?
So you're not gonna add age. I mean, he's not in the best shape. He never really took care of his body like LeBron does.
What happened last
year? I mean, you
got to
count that in. The man had injuries.
He lost four straight games because your guy Drew Holiday locked him up.
He showed up to one game.
He lost four straight.
Hey, look,
what happened last year when he lost four straight because of your guy, Drew Holiday?
It's a team game. You can't just put it on one guy. It's a team game.
If you're telling me he's the best player and he's a leader, he has to take the hit.
And you can't not.
Are we not blaming the best player?
And you can't not score a basket until the third quarter when your team's already down 40.
I mean, what about the coach?
His first basket, Paul. He was down 40. His first basket. Game 7,
number one seed, franchise record for 10 wins. Man, he doesn't score until the Chris third quarter.
I get that he lost. He 0-5 now? I understand that. That's a big blemish on his record. I'm not going to dispute that
A huge blemish.
But I have to look at the whole dynamic.
If this was LeBron, it would be like it was 2007.
That went down. Because Chris Paul go down, somebody's supposed to step up. If Chris Paul and Booker go down,
he's a loser, Booker,
somebody's
he's
supposed to stand up. Especially that big center eight.
If he wasn't so dirty, this is karma. This is karma, Paul. If he wasn't so dirty, the basketball gods would have made amends with him. He was dirty even in this series. Even in this series, he was dirty. Every series, he does one thing that is dirty and over the line. This is karma, Paul.
I had to let Paul go because we're about at the top of the hour here. But, Sam, that was awesome. I love you and Paul going back and forth. And, Paul, this is why we don't want you all to just you know, make your point and run away. Stand up for what you believe in. I love it. I love it. Sam Dusenberry Jr.
Welcome on the podcast anytime. Paul has an open invitation to come on the podcast anytime.
I'll hook y'all up off the air. Sam Dusenberry Jr., again, our co-host here on the DL segment, on the Word with G, bringing the fireworks per usual, especially when it comes to his boy Chris Paul, a.k.a. CP3, a.k.a. Christopher, a.k.a. the Point Fraud. Follow him on Twitter at TheSamD, T-H-E-E-S-A-M-D, at TheSamD Podcast as well. The Sam D podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you take a listen if you want more of that fire when it comes to the point fraud in Chris Paul as well. Sam, always appreciate the time, my brother. Thanks so much for being here and bringing it as always.
I always appreciate the platform, bro. Take it easy.
There we go. Sam Dusenberry Jr. right here on The Word with G. We'll be right back. Get into hour number two. We've got a couple of guests and some things to do. We'll talk about the Braves, the NIL stuff, the Vols, and so much more. Hang tight. You're listening to The Word with G here on ESPN 95.3 in the scenic city of Chattanooga.
Broadcasting live from the Action247.com studio, this is WALVFM ESPN 95.3 Ootawa, Chattanooga's sports leader.
Tennessee has lots of varied pipelines, so it's important to know the signs of a leak, like if you smell unusual odors or hear hissing.
Ew.
See bubbling earth or water, or dead or dying vegetation. Some signs are even harder to miss, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these signs, don't wait. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more tips on pipeline safety, visit pipesafety.org. A message from the Tennessee Gas Association, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Celebrate the region's top student athletes as we return live and in person for the Best of Preps Banquet featuring Georgia quarterback and national championship MVP Stetson Bennett on Wednesday, June 8th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Brought to you by the Times Free Press with the generous support of title sponsor CHI Memorial and Center for Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Tickets are now available for purchase at bestofprepschat.com. Visit bestofprepschat.com today to get your tickets.
Club meeting, sports party, birthday?
Greg's delivers.
Larger work and social events?
Greg's delivers.
Greg Sandwich Works. Can I take your order?
Call Greg's 551-8634 for sandwich trays or bag lunches for your event delivered to your door. Or ask about Greg's food trailer. You can learn more at gregsandwichworks.com. Greg and his crew have developed some serious sandwiches to satisfy your lunchtime or anytime hunger delivered to you. Greg Sandwich Works, the cure for hangry.
Don't go through another summer with that awful joint pain. Call QC Kinetics now. Hey, it's David Pascal. That pain in your back, your knees, your shoulder, it can now be treated with the latest in precision medicine. Using natural biologics, growth factors that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Really exciting stuff here. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access right here to this modern-day joint pain solution. You can get lasting joint pain relief with no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, and no surgery. You've heard Emmett Smith raving about QC Kinetics. You've read or seen other high-profile people talking about it. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics can help you get your life back. Take action now. Get a free consultation. Powerful, effective joint pain treatments with natural biologics are here. Call QC Kinetics now. 423-397-6628. 493-397-6628. That's 493-397-6628.
When you look around your house, you want clean walls and floors. So why wouldn't you want clean ceilings? Four Seasons Roofing relieves the stress of those dreaded watermarks made by leaks in your roof with leading roof solutions. Residential, commercial, Four Seasons Roofing does it all and specializes in hardy board and vinyl siding and deck work. If it's time for a new roof, siding, or a deck, schedule a free estimate at FourSeasonsRoofingAndExteriors.com. Four Seasons Roofing. Roofing, siding, and decks. FourSeasonsRoofingAndExteriors.com. FourSeasonsRoofingAndExteriors.com.
Looking for some action? Sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action247.com. Local. Legal. A sportsbook by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Go to Action247.com. Register and place your bets. Are you a sharp or a first-time bettor? Action 24/7 has you covered. Visit us online at Action247.com. Local. Legal. Action247. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Chattanooga, remember the Athletic Shop for any and all of your apparel needs. We're not just your favorite local sporting goods store, we're also your one-stop shop for corporate apparel. We specialize in delivering quality for the turnaround you need. We have access to name-brand polos, t-shirts, hats, bags, and more. You name it, we can do it all and even build online stores for your employees to purchase individually. Let us be your one-stop shop for corporate apparel needs. The Athletic Shop. Call us at 423-875-4905 or email sales@theathleticshop.com today. We're on our game, so you can be ready for yours.
When you want your car to reclaim that new car smell and that new car shine, there's only one place to go that hand washes and hand waxes each car individually with a personal touch like no other. H&H Car Care, 1707 East 23rd Street. Over their decades of service to the car care industry, H&H Car Care prides itself on giving each customer the care that everyone deserves. At H&H Car Care, there are no automated spinning bristle brushes or high-pressure water sprays that can damage the shine and finish of your car. From a slight dusting to full-fledged mud. From personal vehicles to company fleets, H&H Car Care can handle it all. Let H&H Car Care bring a new shine to your car. H&H Car Care is open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. H&H Car Care, 1707 East 23rd Street, 423-698-9090.